online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
The people behind plans for a massive theme park in North Kent have split with the Hollywood film studio they'd been working with. London Resort Company Holdings say it's because they couldn't agree terms on some of the rights to major films owned by Paramount Pictures. But spokesman Andy Martin exclusively told KMFM it doesn't mean the resort won't happen.
Our aim is to be one of the top 10 global theme parks. I don't think it's a blow. I don't see it in that way. It's actually, for us, it's a really positive step to be able to sign some other really exciting partners.
The £3.2 billion resort set to be built on the Swanscombe Peninsula is scheduled to open in 2022 and create 27,000 jobs. KMFM's business editor Chris Price is here with me now. So what does this mean then, Chris?
What it means is that Paramount won't be having their name above the door. For so long, the resort's been known as London Paramount, and now that won't be the case. But what the resort are saying, the people behind the resort, is that it actually means that they can approach lots of other different studios at Hollywood and potentially get in lots more names who might not have wanted to do that if they were entering a park which actually had the name of a different Hollywood studio, but emblazoned everywhere.
And do you think it can still go ahead without that big name behind them then?
The team trying to build the park are certainly saying that they feel that absolutely confident that this can all go ahead. They're still saying that they'll be getting in a planning application by November, and they're saying that this actually means that they can approach lots of different sites. So they're certainly very confident.
KMFM News.
The UK's exit from the EU has been at the centre of the Queen's speech.
My government's priority is to secure the best possible deal as the country leaves the European Union. My ministers are committed to working with Parliament, business and others to build the widest possible consensus.
Most of the Conservative manifesto was missing, though, taken out after the Tories lost their majority in the general election. But there was no mention of funding of grammar schools or the scrapping of universal free school lunches. Meanwhile, the Duke of Edinburgh has been admitted to hospital for treatment of an infection. Buckingham Palace says he is in good spirits, though. A lorry driver is still in a serious but stable condition in hospital almost a week after a crash on a stretch of the M25 in Kent. Two lorries, a coach and three cars were involved in the collision on the anti-clockwise carriageway at Junction 4. 28 children and two teachers on the coach suffered minor injuries. Precautionary checks are going to be carried out on more than 400 Kent buildings in the wake of the Grenfell Tower tragedy. The County Council say they're reviewing the way they assess fire safety at offices, schools and community centres. It's as Dr. Ed Curtin-Darling, who's a law expert at the Uni of Kent, says lessons should have been learnt from a similar fire in Southwark 8 years ago.
The failure to deal with some of the criticisms of Lakenhill House, some of the same issues appear to have arisen, and you have to hope that recommendations this time round won't just get lost.
Meantime, a charity single organised by Simon Cowell to raise money for those affected by the blaze has been released. Emily Sandé, Robbie Williams and Rita Ora are among more than 50 artists who feature on the version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. Rita says she had to get involved.
It's a very touchy subject for me because that's my neighbourhood and that's my manor. Like, I played in that block and my friends who grew up in that block, who still lived in that block that we still can't find. It's a tragedy.
And we're told today could be the hottest June day in more than 40 years. Temperatures are expected to reach 34 degrees in parts of the country.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham will start next season with a trip to newly promoted Doncaster Rovers. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Gillingham's first home game will be against Bradford City, while fans have got a trip to the Valley to look forward to on New Year's Day as they take on Charlton. Details of the League One fixtures out today are at kentonline.co.uk. Tennis and Andy Murray says his shock first round exit at the Queen's Club Championships is a big blow to his Wimbledon preparations. The reigning champion was beaten in straight sets by Australian world number 90, Jordan Thompson. Murray knows he can turn his form around.
I do think that a lot can change in a short period of time. I mean, today's match was not good, but I was much better in practice. Hopefully I get enough time on the court these next couple of weeks and work on some things, because I'm going to need to. If I play like that, I certainly won't win Wimbledon.
And in cricket, it's day three of Kent's County Championship match against Worcestershire. Kent have a lead of 129 runs and are currently on 205 for 5 in their second innings after dismissing the home side for 336 yesterday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.